There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Nice. Baseball.
I don't like what's going on right now.
It has begun. Yeah, he's already pissed about it.
Jammed up. Well, Rob, we have two TVs in the studio, one facing each one of us. And Rob is like 4 seconds ahead of me.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be brutal
and
for
I
you.
I don't like it. It's
tough.
Because now I'm going to be watching your reaction to what's happening.
If you did not notice, when the Royals were playing each of the first two games against Baltimore, you were ahead of me, it forced me to look over my right shoulder when it was a really key moment.
Yeah, I could not
watch your reaction before seeing
it. I'm behind
it
Rob's TV as well because I can see the thing that's happening has not happened on my TV yet.
Double.
Double for Frankie Lindor.
Or is it? You better watch to find out.
I see. This is what I'm saying. I don't like this at all. Because I was thinking, did they challenge? Did they call? I don't like this. I don't like that you're ahead of me.
Well, anyway.
There's
only one baseball game tonight, and it's Brewers, Mets. Winner take all.
If I just re-click on the game, is there a way I can catch up? Why are you ahead? It's the same.
If you back out and back in, maybe. Because sometimes, like, if it has to buffer because of the signal, then you get behind. But
winner gets the Phillies, I believe, right?
That's correct.
Yes. Which would be a fun series. Oh, yeah. Lindor was out. The guy just dropped the ball. That's why I was nervous. Is Lindor tried to stretch it into a double, and it looked like he was dead to rights. Just the second baseman dropped it.
We will appreciate future Hall of Famer Bucky Irving in our next segment.
The greatness that is.
Tee you up for Thursday Night Football. Saw this from Front Office Sports. Candidates to succeed Adrian Wojnarowski as ESPN's NBA insider.
Yeah.
Of course, Shams is one of them. Another, Adam Schefter.
Yeah, I saw that there was Adam Schefter and Jeff Passan were both on that list.
Yeah, Schefter, I haven't seen Passan, but Passan's the baseball insider.
He's a baseball guy.
Schefter is the NFL insider, and they are saying that he is open to the idea of doing both NFL and NBA, and he would be called the ultimate insider.
Yeah, they've thought this through already. Like they've given it a title that'll be this sexy thing.
So basically, doesn't this just tell you that all you have to do is be willing to...
Be glued to your phone?
Well, not just I was going to just kiss someone. Like, if you can kiss NFL ass, then people are like, I can just kiss NBA ass. You would think that it takes years and years and years of building relationships. I think all it takes is knowing that you can control the reporter and be like, you will say it exactly the way I want you to say it. And Adam Schefter's like, you're damn right I will.
Well, look, I got 32 teams lined up doing it the right way over here. Now I can do your 30 teams
well,
over here.
The big network, these insiders have become so popular and so important that the big networks can just say, here's our new insider, and then all of the agents and GMs will give them the info.
Exactly. And then the insider gets on his knees and everything's fine. Like, I just find this insider culture, it's kind of ludicrous when you think about it. It's just, that's all it takes is the league accepting that you are their puppet. And as long as you're willing to do it, they're like, hey, all right, this is the new guy. The fact that Jeff Passan and Adam Schefter are in line to be the next insider is all you need to know about what it takes to be successful at that job. It's like being a country music star now. It's just the industry decides that you're going to be a star. And so it's like, well, here's some songs and we'll make you hot. And, you know, here's a wardrobe and there you go. It's just, it's not even up to the person. It's so weird.
So that would be a very big Woj bomb.
That would be a Woj bomb.
If it were Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
As the new Woj.
Schefter to me lost, and I know that everyone carries the water, but Schefter lost my respect with the whole Dalvin Cook domestic violence. Hey, is this exactly the way you want me to word it thing? I just, get out of here, Schefter.
Yeah, but you know that stuff goes on.
I know,
and if he doesn't do it, someone else will.
Exactly.
But just to be that blatant, yet we still pretend that it doesn't happen, stop it.
Schefter makes...
a lot.
I think they said... It said it in here, didn't it?
I don't know. Stephen A., I think, is the highest paid guy at ESPN.
I think he makes like, oh yeah, they say he signed a new contract in 2022, pays him $9 million a year.
So do you get a discount for getting double insider, or does he get another $9 million?
No, I don't know that he gets another $9 million. I bet that's what they're thinking is, hey, we don't have to pay two insiders.
Discount.
We'll just bump up Adam Schefter to 12, and he'll do both.
Would you, if you were making $9 million and you had to be glued to your phone, would you...
No.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You'd have to give me 20.
I was going to say, like, I think that would be, like, you probably have no life as it is. Because I've seen those stories on Glazer and Schefter and all that, and they talk about how they're constantly on their phone. Imagine doing that for two leagues. Drive me crazy.
Well, anyway, thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
ESPN at it again.
It's just,
fired Zach Lowe recently. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I am fascinated by the allocation of resources with ESPN.
I know.
But
I just, yeah, I'm with you. I feel like with all the Fox bullcrap that's out there,
yeah.
If ESPN could ever get its crap together,
yeah.
They could dominate.
Yeah, but they
can't.
They can't.
And they don't.
Well, and it says something, too, that, you know, I can't stand what ESPN has become. But at the same time,
Fox is worse.
Yeah, exactly. Fox is worse, and someone has to be eating it up. Like the hot takes, the Nick Wrights and the you know, the Stephen A's, and I sit there and I think to myself, every time I see Nick Wright, who just looks like a bad C-list vampire, and I think to myself, how?
Oh, you're not ahead of me now.
Oh, you did it even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, reset.
I'm only watching the replay here.
So I think to myself, how does that guy become such a powerful influence in the media? And
I'm
like,
I'm gonna reset.
But I'm like, some people have to like it. Otherwise otherwise he wouldn't be there. You can hate Stephen A. Smith, but people have to consume him. They're not just paying him for nothing.
All right, let's talk about Bucky Irving.
Can we talk about Pete Alonso? And for the love of God, can you get hit a home run?
And my Tampa Bay Bucks playing your Atlanta Falcons tonight on Thursday Night Football. That's next on The Fam.
He did a dirr. He did a lot of dirrs.
All right. Did you know, you guys and gals, that tonight begins 55 straight nights of football?
Yikes.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes, we have a couple of college football games. Texas State is playing. By the way.
Yeah, at least one NFL or college game every night.
Every night.
55 in a row.
For 55 nights.
And Tuesday and Wednesday night football?
Yep. That's right. Like Maction and stuff like that.
All that starts. And then the next time we will not have a football game will be the day before Thanksgiving.
Huh.
And then, of course, we, as you know, Thanksgiving ushers in
Yeah, it's like nonstop.
Football nirvana for 2 months.
Yeah, we get Texas State versus Troy and Sam Houston versus UTEP. So do we really have football?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's like, look at the schedule for this coming Tuesday.
Hey, there's an oblong pigskin going up and down the field.
It's like one game.
Texas State was like hot for like 2 seconds when everyone thought that like who the conferences were going after. And now I don't hear boo about it.
Well, there was actually there was resolution on that yesterday. Texas State said that they're staying in the Sun Belt.
Yeah, well, that's if Texas State has stayed in the Sun Belt, it's because no one offered them a deal.
Well, Mountain West said that Mountain West put them an offer on the table, and they did not.
I wonder
take
if it was a.
They probably just lowballed them.
Yeah, lowballed them.
So now the Mountain West is supposedly looking at adding Hawaii as a full member.
Full member.
And then they get to 8. Anyway, 55 straight nights of football beginning tonight, and we do have Falcons. Bucks.
Yeah, which all of a sudden I think becomes kind of a fun little game.
Fun little game.
Well, you think about it, at the start of the year, there was no team that was sexier and hotter than the New Orleans Saints. And we told you, those first 2 weeks, like that's not sustainable what they're doing. That offense that they're running, it's going to get bogged down. It's just not built. They're putting two guys out in most of their routes. That will get exposed a bit. And then Atlanta looked terrible coming out of the gates, and Cousins was in that stupid pistol and he couldn't move. And so now that you've kind of had like a reverse fortune where New Orleans has come back down to earth a little bit, and all of a sudden, you know, Kirkers in Atlanta kind of got their feet underneath him, and he's looking a lot better. And,
you like that?
You know.
You like that?
All of a sudden, we got a little something going. And then Tampa, you know, who was kind of an afterthought for much of the year. You know, Tampa has quietly put together a nice 3-1 season. Their lone loss being the freaking Broncos who hammered them. So all of a sudden that whole division, I think, has kind of become a fun division. I mean, take Carolina out of it. I don't know who the best team in that division is. I think you can make a strong case for any three. So I'm a little excited right now with some NFC South football with Tampa and Atlanta. You can make an argument that Baker Mayfield right now, top five, top six quarterback in the league.
What is the freaking Panthers?
Yeah, outside of them, just Panthers.
Andy Dalton, baby.
Panthers can just go away.
Who do you trust more, Cousins or Baker?
Boy, I'll say right now it's Baker. Yeah. I think Baker's playing really well.
Well, he's top five in QBR.
Yeah,
Cousins. You know where Cousins is?
Well, I mean, it wasn't pretty early on. So
22.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, this is the magic of the NFL. So the Buccaneers come out of the gates, they beat the Commanders handily, and now the Commanders look really good. They handle the Lions, and they dominated, they bitch slapped the Eagles, and they got their ass kicked by Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos? I don't care how bad you are, even the Carolina Panthers, man. This is not college football. If you don't show up on a week-to-week basis, anyone can lay an ass whooping on you.
Well, the cool thing about the Bucks, if you guys haven't seen, is that Bucky Irving, is doing some things,
getting some run.
I don't know if you saw that coming at all, but he is averaging 5.8 yards per attempt, which is number 7 in the NFL. Yep. Right in between Saquon Barkley and Kenneth Walker.
Well, like, he was having a nice preseason, but I think a lot of the talk was that he wasn't picking up the offense and pass protection, and that was going to be a problem. You know, sometimes we think about backs, and it's like, whoa, he looks good running the ball. There's more to being, you know, the regular every down back. You've got to be able to handle the protections. You got to be able to understand the playbook. But every week, I saw his usage rate, his percent of snaps, has gone up significantly every single week, and it's only a matter of time before he's going to be the starting running back for the Buccaneers. And if you watched him at Oregon, dude, Bucky Irvin is legit. And I thought he was a nice steal in the draft because he plummeted. He was not someone that that had a very good draft day, and he's proven that he belongs. And you know, you look at what this offense has going on. Baker's playing at a high level. Mike Evans, you get the rookie McMillan, Godwin, and you throw in like a nice Bucky Irvin. They got a little something going on. And then Otten at tight end. I like the Bucks. If you didn't have that weird outlier with the Broncos, we would be talking about the Buccaneers in a completely different light.
Somebody texted the Vancouver Ford text line and said, "Big Boobs Bets has Bucky scoring a tutty tonight." They got to follow those jugs. Have you seen that?
No.
Well, so some hot. She's got huge jugs, and she runs around and gives sports
bets. Oh, that's the same one. Yeah, we've talked about her.
She was in Aruba for the last week. Okay. So.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
I think Sprague.
People liked that.
I think Sprague does a show with her.
No. So, kind of. But we, Will and Sprague have done a show with another gal who was the one who said she stole the walking bets from her. Remember that whole controversy?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Although, she's not the OG.
She's not so the OG. Will and Sprague work with the OG.
So basically the whole idea is she's hot and she has huge up tops.
Yeah.
And so she just bounces the up tops.
While she walks.
I'm going to show you my boobs.
To get you to click on it. And then she gives you sports bets.
Yes.
She just includes the sports bets in the tweet. Like, you don't even have to listen to the video, but people watch and do because, well, she's walking
so
and bouncing.
What's better, the up tops or her picks?
I don't know. I don't know if anyone's... I mean, someone's got to be tracking her record. I don't know what it is, though.
Yeah, no one's... You know, I think we know...
Just got to deal with DraftKings,
though. We know the answer to that question, so...
Yeah, the up tops.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love...
Or maybe not. Maybe she's like... Well, it's... She's on a run of runs.
Yeah, I'm sure she's great, but I had to listen to everyone. Like, Will was like, oh, she's very talented. I'm sure she is. You know? Yeah, that's, you know...
All right, I have a couple stats for tonight. Todd Bowles coached teams 1-7 straight up on short rest.
Okay.
Okay, something to consider.
And who's at home tonight?
Atlanta is at home.
Okay.
Home teams on Thursday Night Football since 2019, 39-52 against the spread.
Oh.
You'd think,
yeah.
The conventional wisdom is home teams on Thursday night because, you know, short week and
travel.
Yeah, travel and everything. But no, not against the spread anyway.
Yeah. I wonder what that is straight up. And plus, let's not act like this is a giant flight either. Hopping a little plane from Tampa over to Atlanta. That's not a major thing. Yeah. Be one thing if you're like, you know, Seattle to New York on a Thursday night. That's tough.
Spread is like 1.5, 2, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. 2. I don't know. I'll just watch.
I'm gonna take my Buccaneers.
Okay.
I'm gonna take the Bucs.
I'll be on the Falcons and the under.
Why the under?
Thursday Night Football and trends on Thursday Night Football this year.
Isn't the trend that it's not just Thursday Night Football, but
the whole league is down this year compared to last year?
Well, but isn't it Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night, all of them?
Is it all
unders,
the prime times?
Unders are the prime time unders are the thing.
Well,
that's a big
where I'm
hot
going.
Thing.
Okay. The just in general, the way defenses are playing right now, I'll be interested to see what the offenses do to kind of combat it. Because we're living in a fun little age right now of creative defensive schemes and the things that that people are cooking up. It's fun to watch. Teams like Minnesota are really doing some creative things. And I also saw a thing where they were talking about kind of a lost generation of quarterbacks, which I thought was interesting as well. Like,
we have that audio.
Oh, you have the lost generation of quarterbacks?
We do. We can get to that at some point. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting little,
down.
Yeah. Cause people were talking about just like why scoring is, why the passing game, why offenses are struggling. And, you know, there's lots of different theories out there. One, defenses are getting way more creative. I mean, they're really thinking outside of the box and, you know, offensive line play. But I thought the lost generation of quarterbacks was interesting because the idea that, you know, your best quarterback play should be from when you're like 29 to like 34, 35, kind of a golden age of quarterbacking. And we have a lost generation of those guys.
So we will get to that later. Up next. Oh, Jace.
What do we got?
Is the coyote uprising upon us?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, it might have gotten in my backyard. I had a horrible discovery today mowing the lawn.
Hey, yeah, beautiful hair.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
That's next on In the News. But first, Buck with sports.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. As soon as you
are able. All right, they are eating the pets. It's Thunderdome out there. Be safe, kids. It is October 3rd, 2024. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted and humble newsman.
Oh, God!
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mets and Brewers, scoreless.
Lead up double for Milwaukee, though. I don't like it.
This Seggy brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
Can I sue the Brewers? Is that possible?
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Emotional distress. I've been injured.
The Brewers are like...
They've hurt my feelings.
Would be the word. I'm just indifferent to the Brewers.
I am too.
I don't love them.
But they're playing the
them.
Mets, and they've wronged me, and I think want the Advocates to sue them.
He is just the definition of... Meh. They finally have a player who's really fun to watch in Jackson Churio.
Yeah.
Other than that...
I can't say that right now, so... I want the Advocates to sue them.
It is National Soft Taco Day.
That I will never sue.
I love a good soft taco.
The amount of tecates and soft tacos that I ate in Mexico, it's alarming. There was a problem. I can't stop.
National Family TV Show Day.
Oh, no.
Do you remember watching TV with the fam?
Yeah, it's terrible now. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore, but we did when we were kids, you young Sparkies.
Yeah, Cosby Show and, you know.
Is that what it was for you at your house?
We'd sit around and watch. I remember the Cosby Show.
Did you know what he was doing.
I know. As we got older, Seinfeld was one that everyone sat around and watched. I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember sitting around and watching
Ours
that.
Was MASH and Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas was one. My mom liked Nick at Night, and so we would sit around in the evenings, and we'd watch Nick at Night, so I got to see all the Laverne and Shirley's and stuff like that. A lot of Golden Girls. And what was the, what was it, Mama's Family?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mama's
Vicki Family. Lawrence.
Yeah.
She's greatness. Yeah. Sunday around 7 a.m., the Portland Marathon kicks off. Will you be running this year? Will you be racing?
You know, I thought about it again, and, you know, some of my political views just don't line up, and, you know, there was some other, the deep state again, and, you know, I got some laundry to do, so unfortunately, I'm not going to be participating in the Portland Marathon.
Be prepared for road and bridge closures until around 2.
Good thing that one dude is in prison. You know, if that parade set him off, maybe the Portland Marathon would as well.
Yeah. So they start downtown, they run south, they cross the Selwood Bridge, and they come back up the east side, and then cross back over on the Burnside Bridge. So the bridges that will be affected will be the Burnside, Morrison, Hawthorne, Selwood, and Broadway. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of if there's a physical activity that would be less appealing to me than running a marathon, and I don't know if I can think of it.
So of the three events in the triathlon, running's last for you?
100%.
Really?
Yeah, not even close.
See, I'm doing that first.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, swimming's last. I don't like to swim.
No, I'm...
No, but you save the bike for the last because it's the easiest.
Oh, no, I'm saying you have to pick one. You only have to do one of the three.
Yeah. Oh.
I'll do the run. Ooh. That would be the one I would choose.
Yeah, no way.
No, I'll do the bike.
I might actually do the swim because it's, you know, it's the shortest. Isn't it a 3 mile swim? Which is a lot.
I thought it was a mile swim, like an Ironman was a 3 mile.
Have they done have they run the science on which is more taxing, which of the three is more taxing?
Scientists better check their hypotenuses, dude.
I would assume it's the run. I mean, it's...
Because it's longer?
Well, it's 26 miles. Well, the bike is the longest, but you're on a bike.
Well, I mean, this is a crazy assumption, but call me crazy. Wouldn't the triathlon be all three kind of equal in terms of what it takes to complete them? I mean, I don't think one is any harder than the other. That's why they do it the lengths that they do.
Yeah, the Olympic triathlon distances are as follows. A 1.5 kilometer swim, which is almost a mile.
Okay.
24.8 mile bike ride, 40 kilometers. And a 6.2 mile run, 10 kilometers.
Yeah, give me the run.
Oh, dude, 24 miles on a bike is nothing.
Well, but, 6 miles. Huh? I'll do that tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I ride 25 miles during the summer. I ride that 4 to 5 times a week. You know what I don't do ever?
Run 6 miles
at
a time?
Run 6 miles. So that's probably just an individual sort of thing.
Yeah, for me, it's the run. I'd do that.
Man, you can cruise on a bike.
Yeah, keep the swimming.
6 miles. 6 miles.
I can't believe that's what you're going for.
Dude, kiss.
Really?
Kiss,
yeah. I mean, I know that you used to run and everything, but like the 6 mile run is substantially harder.
Yeah, but you don't have to go. I mean, it's a piece of cake. You just start.
So is 24 on the bike.
Then you're done.
Sorry.
Well, okay. I'm sorry. I want to run.
26 miles. A marathon is not. That's a whole thing. That just.
You found a new drop.
Your nipples bleed, for God's sakes.
I like that, though.
Well, I thought you were just right now saying his nipples bleeding.
Is the coyote uprising upon us, I ask?
I would think so.
People of Portland and Vancouver?
They're eating the pets.
I don't think it was a coyote that got to it, but I raw dogged a dead rabbit today, and it bothered me so much.
That's a drop.
Yeah. Well, I went out to cut the grass, and my dog has a lot of toys. It's a real problem. And BTJ keeps buying him more, and it pisses me off.
Why do they do that? My wife does that, too.
You should see
this dog's toy basket. It's embarrassing.
It's absurd.
It's absurd.
It is. And so when I go out to mow the yard, I have to go through the patch of grass, and I just throw them into the bark dust. And there's at any given point, there's like 12 of them back there. So I'm just hucking... You know, the toys of all the different size. And I go to pick up what I think is a toy. And I grab it. And I was like, oh, I thought it was like one of the plushies because it was kind of squishy and wet. Mm. No, it was a ripped apart rabbit. Mm. It was a rabbit that had been like torn in half. And then you freak out and then you drop it. And then you're like, and you look down and there's stuff on your hand. It's
awful.
Did
you taste your fingers?
Did a little licky lick.
Oh.
I got the poo in my hands. I would have much rather handled poo than that dead rabbit. It was awful. I boiled my hand and then I took a rake and threw the rabbit somewhere. You don't need to know where, but it's got launched.
So do you think that coyotes are being seen more? I think the Nextdoor app, I would imagine it's blowing up with hot coyote talk.
Yeah.
Because people are seeing coyotes and they're freaking out.
I see them all the time.
About their cats.
Yeah.
And their dogs their pets.
Well, I don't know about the dogs because then people don't let the dogs run. But
they're eating the dogs.
There's a lot of missing cat posters in the old people neighborhoods.
They're eating the cats.
I hate to tell those old ladies, but that cat ain't coming home.
So they asked Zuriel Van Bell, the project.
Zuriel, there's a name.
Yes, she is the project director of the Portland Urban Coyote Project.
That's a thing.
Who knew that was
I'm glad Zuriel's on top of that, actually.
And they track coyote sightings in the Portland metro area. She got a call from Oregon Live. This is her Super Bowl. Are you ready for her quote?
I am ready.
She said that despite coyotes' increased visibility recently, the population in the area is likely relatively stable.
We're just driving them into the suburbs more?
Well, she said the daytime sightings are just part of a fall in this area. Coyotes pup in the spring. They raise their pups over the spring and summer, and by fall, those pups are adolescents and they're starting to venture out on their own and in their own little groups, like their little pod of siblings. Young coyotes are typically less savvy than adults about where to hunt for rodents and small animals. So that's what you're seeing in your streets.
Well, so they're not savvy about the rodents. You know what they're doing? They're eating the pets.
They're eating the pets.
Yeah.
She added that the sightings typically begin to rise in the autumn and reach their peak in the winter. By spring, adolescent coyotes have matured and become more solitary hunters and foragers, like the olds.
I don't really know where the coyotes are coming from in my neighborhood.
I know. Yeah, like where do they, their little, is it a den?
I would assume. They got a little coyote house, maybe a nice two-bedroom, two-bath. Like,
do you have hills around you? Like, maybe they're up in the hills and they come down to try to eat?
Not really. I mean, I live in Fisher's Landing, Cascade Park, for God's sakes. I mean, we have a golf course there.
What's your address?
It's over there. Again, right across from Fairway Village. So I assume, we have a huge rabbit population, but that's fine because the rabbits can live in brush and they burrow in yards and stuff. We have an S ton of rabbits, but the coyotes... I don't know. Is it the golf course thing? Is that where they're living? Because it's the biggest green space around me.
Could be.
Can coyotes live on a golf course?
Yeah, there's a group out at Langdon.
Yeah. I would have thought that some old bitter man with a gun would have taken them out by now. What else do you do? Like, you're living, you're an old person on a golf course?
I don't think you can do that. Can you do that? Isn't that illegal?
I don't think so, dude. I think
you can shoot coyotes?
He lives out on property. He shoots coyotes all the time.
Well, I think that's different. I'm talking about like in
legally?
Portland.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know if you can like open fire just in city limits. That might be
I do it all the time.
That could be a problem.
Not at coyotes, though. Shooting at loud muffler guy.
Yeah. But they're there, man. They're I don't know if they may not be increasing, but I certainly see them way more. But I don't mind the coyote. You know, it's...
If you go to the Portland Urban Coyote Project website,
mm-hmm.
they would like to know where you're seeing the coyotes because they track it. So you can you can let them know and they'll put it on their little map.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
And you can look where all the coyotes are.
Yeah. This guy says he's in Battleground. His dog lives for tearing apart coyotes sneaking into the chicken coop. Oh.
Okay.
You got dog on coyote violence.
Basically, don't go to Multnomah Falls until after Memorial Day.
I don't plan on going to Multnomah Falls, period, but continue.
Well, it's already bad enough there because they have started making you pay and book ahead of time a parking spot.
Yeah,
you
can't just show up.
Yeah, you can't. I don't know how many of you know that. You can't just go to Multnomah Falls now.
Every single time I've been to a waterfall or an outdoor area, it is hey, you want to go? Yeah, why not? I'm not calling ahead.
Well, now they're saying access to Multnomah Falls is being limited due to repairs on the historic Columbia River Highway.
Oh, okay.
So the closure will start October 1, so that means it's already started. And that will last until Memorial Day 2025.
Oh, gosh.
They said these repairs are a big priority, and this will create confusion, and it will be Thunderdome out there at Multnomah Falls. So maybe it's a good time to go, because people will be avoiding it. I don't know.
I guess. So they're telling you not to go, but now you should go?
Well, I'm not... No, I'm saying maybe it's a good time to go, because everybody's freaking out about this these repairs, and it's confusing. But I don't know.
Let me state for the record again. There's cooler things to see than Multnomah Falls.
So if you're going eastbound... During this closure, you will not be able to access the falls. You will be redirected up to Joaquina Falls, which, by the way, I don't know if you've ever been on that hike or seen Joaquina Falls. Great little hike.
Yeah.
Great little falls.
Well, there you go.
And it's just up the road from Multnomah Falls.
Wow. So
it's only like, I would say maybe tops 3 miles, mile and a half up. You see the falls.
But wait,
you can even dunk in the pool at the base of it, but beware, it's really cold.
It's chilly.
And then you can come back down and...
But if I can't get to Multnomah Falls, can I get to this falls?
Yeah. It's got its own...
It's
very small parking, but there's no... It's kind of a hidden gem. There's nobody up there.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, everyone wants to go to Multnomah Falls. Check out some of the other falls. They're like, what is that, Horsetail Falls? There's other falls. I feel like we only have one waterfall. We got a couple.
So westbound traffic can reach the Falls Lodge, but will not be able to go beyond that point. So you can also take public transportation, or you can park in the I-84 lot at exit 31. Yeah, don't go to Multnomah Falls.
Nah, it sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, it already was a nightmare, and it's going to be even more of a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a pass. So we'll see you in, 2025?
After Memorial Day.
After Memorial Day.
Now to the stories that matter. Pumpkin size.
News you can... You, or what, news you can use. Pumpkin size.
Yep. That story
is all about the size.
Next on The Fan. I'm sorry. I want to run. All right. Nice to have you along. This is In the News for October 3, 2024. I've got a bad story and then a good story.
All right. Yeah, and on a high note.
I will.
Your hot pumpkin story?
That'll be the crescendo of the segue, okay? But first, Jace, what did an Oregon woman freeze?
Yeah, boy. Yeah,
to feed her pet snakes.
It's not going well. They're eating the pets.
Would you like to know?
I'm gonna go with some squirrels.
Ah.
I'm gonna take a squirrel.
Okay.
I don't want it to be a cat. I don't want it to be a house.
It was not a cat.
All right.
It was worse.
I have an idea, but it's really bad. So I don't.
Okay. What's your idea?
Did it come from her? Was it?
Oh. Ooh, yeah, that's really bad.
Was it something?
No,
that,
it was
did
not.
It come, what? Was she cutting things
no,
off?
No, he's saying she.
You can't feed a snake turds.
No, he's saying she. What? You know, and then maybe it died, and then.
Oh!
You know?
Ah!
That's a really bad thought.
It's a horrible thought, but you said it was way worse than that, so.
Boy, you didn't have to go there. That's not way worse.
You went
from like the double dare to the double dog, triple dare. Like you were jumping levels.
It's a poor reflection of how Ryan thinks is
Good
what that is.
Grief.
I'm sorry. I want to run.
Man. I don't like this at all.
Well, it was puppies, guys.
I raw dogged a dead rabbit today. He's feeding them puppies.
Yeah.
Where was she getting the puppies?
Okay, so
they're eating the dogs.
Her name is Catherine Sullivan. And there were 38 of them in there. They were dead.
Puppies?
They were dead. Yep. Yeah. Well, so she lives in.
By the way, there's
Gobble. Is it Gobble? G-O-B-L-E. Gobble.
I'm guessing Gobble.
Where's that?
That's what my
the
mom
snake
calls
was gobbling. That's what
my mom calls Google. By the way, she's gobble? Like, "Have you gobbled Goddle? Something no. lately?" I'm like, "What?"
So this is a 67-year-old woman. She initially faced 38 charges of first-degree animal abuse. She had frozen several litters of puppies to feed her pet snakes. She had 8 snakes.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
And they found at least 19 dead puppies.
So
of the snakes,
this
2...
is horrible.
I know it is. I'm sorry. 2 were restricted, and 1 was prohibited and taken by the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. The puppies were taken to the Humane Society to determine how they died. Do you want to know that?
Is she drowning them, maybe?
She suffocated them.
Okay.
So they weren't left. So it's maybe uplifting that they weren't left in there to freeze to death?
Where did she get all these?
Well, she had litters.
She just kept having puppies.
Well, I don't think she did. I think her dogs did.
Dog did.
And so she didn't want to keep the puppies. And she's like, oh, good snake food. So, she was sentenced. What do you think she got?
Nothing. It's animal cruelty. She 6 months. Maybe a year.
6 months?
Yeah, dude. Animal cruelty charges, those things never stick. Unless you're like Michael Vick. And even he did like 2 years. And he was brutally fighting them and killing them.
She was sentenced to 5 years probation. She must complete 80 hours of community service. She must take an online animal cruelty prevention course.
See?
And she will have to pay.
That'll show her.
$500 fine.
So nothing. She did not a day in jail. Nothing.
Doesn't appear so.
I love
you to. You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
I love, by the way.
I think that's what the judge said.
That's exactly what the judge said. I love the idea that this rube out here is going to take an online course. Like, if you need an internet curriculum to tell you that you shouldn't kill puppies and then feed them to snakes, I'm sorry. Like,
so they said. She can no longer possess or live with animals besides her 5 dogs, 7 snakes, and 5 fish.
Oh, besides. So this lady really got the book thrown at her.
Well, and the guy who prosecuted the case, he said they are not concerned about the well-being of her pets.
Well, especially if they're larger dogs, you know.
Yeah, she's not going to eat the pets.
They're eating the pets. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
I was going to say, the only way is, like, couldn't you go to, like, a Humane Society and get their dead dogs and feed them to the... I guess they don't have a lot of dead puppies.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know how you feed snakes.
Well, most of the times I've seen it's like people...
You get the little feeder mice.
Speaking of
rats.
Yeah, you buy frozen dead mice.
Yeah. Well, she
rats
didn't.
And whatnot.
She didn't want to do that.
No? Hell yeah, that's good pizza.
Boy, I need a better story. I need some big pumpkin story stat. That one left it. That's it. Yeah.
In a battle to grow the heaviest pumpkin in the nation, massive pumpkin grown in Oregon was crowned the winner on Saturday.
Hey!
How about that?
Oregon's giant pumpkin.
The first place pumpkin has a nickname of Hank the Tank.
Oh, good old Hank.
And it was grown by Jim Sherwood, who is in Molino. And he says the pumpkin took 108 days to grow, and he entered it into the 2024 National Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Wheatland, California. And it weighed in at... Are you ready for this?
I have no idea what a record-breaking pumpkin weighs.
I mean, even small pumpkins are pretty heavy.
2,453 pounds.
Whoa, that is way more than I would
have
thought.
Take that for data.
I'm glad I didn't guess.
Take that for data.
2,000 pounds?
Yes.
What the hell? What do you do with a 2,000-pound pumpkin?
Well, you enter it into a contest.
And then what?
Well, you...
Enjoy your cash prize.
Yeah, you eat it.
How do you get it down? Boy, I'm looking at that thing.
You know how much you won?
$500.
$50 to pumpkin seeds for next year.
$22,017.
Okay, that's
wow.
Way better than I thought.
Okay,
yeah.
I think we've learned one thing during this story is I know nothing about pumpkin contests. Nothing at all. I would have said that the biggest pumpkin, I was going to go like 500 pounds.
Apparently, we grow the fattest pumpkins because another Oregonian, Russ Pugh of Eugene, took second place.
Suck it, Russ.
He won $4,000 with a 2,301 pound pumpkin.
Can I ask again, being a bit of a pumpkin rube here,
how do you measure it?
Well, no. I mean, I'm looking at the photo here. It looks like a car. So if I plant a pumpkin.
Yeah, how do you get it that big?
Yeah, because I had people in the center that grew pumpkins. I don't know what they did with them, but they had pumpkins.
Yeah, I don't know.
If I just let if I planted a pumpkin and I just let it grow and I never, like, how? I don't get how I go from a 8-pound pumpkin to a 2,000-pound pumpkin.
If you go to internet.
Yeah.
There is an article. I'm seeing it here.
How to grow
a giant pumpkin. Mm-hmm. I'd like you to read that.
And is there any reason to grow a giant pumpkin other than you want to be in a pumpkin contest?
Well, look, man, for 22 G's,
yeah.
I'd like, give it a whirl.
Yeah,
because it doesn't, I mean,
no.
What does it cost you to grow a giant pumpkin?
I don't know. I know very little, apparently, about giant pumpkins.
All right, that's your In the News for October 3, 2024. Was that hot?
Someone's saying they grow them on pallets so that they can move it. That's smart thinking.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, how do you get that thing off the ground?
Yeah, you'd have to have it on that so then you could forklift it after,
yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah.
We've got the Hot 5 at 5 coming up next. That's where we tell you about all the big sports news.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of cool stuff in there.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right here in my notes.
Yeah. I'm excited. I like cool sports things.
So we'll be back with that. All right?
Yeah.
The Hot 5 at 5 on The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.